This is Intoxicated Literature.
Hello, and welcome to Intoxicated Literature. I am Daniela Drake.
And I'm Evelyn Crow.
And tonight we are talking about Taken to Varaxia by Elizabeth Stevens.
Okay, this is where I get to talk about my story about Elizabeth Stevens.
Ooh, I can't wait.
I have one story about Elizabeth Stevens. It's adorable.
Ah!
So I went to Steamulet in Anaheim, and she was there. And so here's the thing you need to know about me. When someone tells me that, and like when I mean someone, I mean everyone on fucking BookTok and BookTube and Bookstagram or whatever says, read this Big Blue Alien series by this person because it's amazing. I instantaneously go, nope, I am not going to do that because everyone said so. It's just a me problem. It doesn't mean that series is bad.
It's not just a you problem. That's a me problem as well.
I just instantaneously, every particle of my being just says, no, I'm not going to do that. It's why I haven't read Fourth Wing. I just instantaneously say that's a popular thing and I'm not going to do it.
Yeah, I do the same thing.
I'm a very contrary person. So instead, I read Taken to Varaxia by Elizabeth Stevens, which is the other Blue Alien series. So I met Elizabeth Stevens at Steamulet, and I walked up to her table, and at the time, it was just me. And it was her and her mother, who was about the same, like, the same height as me. She was this tiny little woman.
Oh, cute.
She was so cute. And I told Elizabeth, I'm like, I just wanted to let you know that when everyone was saying, read this other Blue Alien series, I read yours instead. And her mom looked at me and said, you know, you're about my size. I'm going to give you a shirt.
Oh.
And she went and she found a t-shirt and she came around the table and she said, now don't you go telling anybody that I did this.
Oh,
and she gave me a t-shirt and she gave me a hug.
Oh, I love it.
She was so cute. And
oh,
she was just
so sweet.
She was just so excited that I read this series instead of the other series.
That's so sweet. Oh,
so supportive of her daughter. And it was just there. And it was so amazing.
That's so cute.
Both of them were so sweet. I just love them so much.
Oh, I love that.
I know. Oh, my God. I love them both so much. I actually really like this series, so we are going to have differing opinions of this book this time.
I think
so.
I've realized that maybe alien romance is not for me.
I'm not saying that alien romance is for me. I don't think I've read, I'm not going to go out and buy a bunch. Sci-fi isn't my thing.
Yeah, it's not
in general.
My thing either, yeah.
There's a lot of alien tropes that aren't my thing.
Yeah.
That we'll discuss later, but there are lots in this series that I liked that aren't found in a lot of alien romances that I do like.
That makes sense.
So,
yeah.
We'll get to that.
Before we get into it, spoilers.
Yes.
We're going to spoil this book.
All of the book. All of it.
All of it. Everything. So
everything.
If you haven't read it, go read it and come back.
Yep.
Also, there will be swearing.
Swearing and adult content. If you're
and
not over
content.
18 or 18, just go away.
Yeah. Cease and desist. Vacate the premises.
No minors.
Yes.
Or minors.
Minors. Not minors.
Yes. Oh my God, we're so weird. Okay.
Okay. So what are we drinking tonight?
What are we drinking?
We're drinking Spice Between the Sheets.
Yeah, we are.
With spiced rum. Mm. Because they talk about spice a lot when she first experiences the food.
Yes.
So that's how we ended up there.
Yeah.
It's quite good, actually. I definitely had to add some honey, though, because it was so, so tart. Did you have that experience where you had the first drink and you were like,
it's a little, definitely needs to be a little sweeter.
Yeah.
So
there was, yeah. But, good times.
Yeah,
so,
it's very good.
Yeah, I have to be honest, this was not my favorite book, and it's not at all the fault of the author. I thought that the writing was really good. I actually really liked the characters quite a bit. I struggled with a lot of the tropes, actually.
And I think that just comes down to it being an alien romance, and a lot of it comes from Omegaverse as well. And I'm not a big fan of Omegaverse as well. Part of that comes from, we didn't have a lot of access to computers back when, like, fan fiction was really coming out
that
into
is
being
true.
A thing.
Yeah.
So we kind of missed the, like, the whole fan fiction thing.
That's true. Yeah.
And that's fine. I love fan fiction. If you read
me
fan fiction,
at all. Yeah.
Go for it.
Absolutely.
But I miss fan bandwagon. That is not the thing that I have experienced or have done or learned about or whatever. I just missed it. So Omegaverse is not my thing. I know a little bit about it. Some of it I've learned about on TikTok in weird ways. And maybe I'll tell a story too about that later. But it's not my thing.
Yeah.
Generally.
That's fair. Yeah.
So one of those things is Fated Mates. I do tend to have a problem with Fated Mates.
Yeah, that's not really my favorite. It's never really been my favorite. I just don't.
And a lot of Omegaverse deals with Fated Mate kind of idea. And you won't see me searching out a Fated Mate romance.
Yeah. That's basically what it is. And it's never enough for me to be like, oh, I don't want to read that now. But, like, it's just not something that I search out. That's exactly the way to put it.
And it's so weird, too, because you know as a romance reader going into a romance that the couple is going to get together.
Yeah.
It's so funny. You know that. Mm-hmm. You know going in that there's going to be a happily ever after and it's going to be between these two characters. You know that.
Yeah.
So a Fated Mate shouldn't be so off-putting.
I know.
But at the same time, I would like to have the characters have more autonomy. I would like them to know, be able to say no.
Yeah,
if they want to.
I think that's what I struggle with too. And I think partly it's our contrary nature. Mm-hmm. Where it's just like, I want to have the option to say no. And if I feel like I can't, I don't like, it doesn't sit well with me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, I also would like to say that while I haven't read the Blue Alien series, I have read almost everything else by Ruby Dixon. And I actually do enjoy everything she's written. So it's just, I'm fucking contrary as shit. Okay, moving on.
Yes.
I just, the Fated Mate thing.
Yeah, it's not my favorite.
And it's in a lot. And it's not just aliens. It's in a lot of monster romances.
Actually, I feel like there are a lot, I would say even like fae.
Uh-huh.
Like you see it a lot in general in fantasy. Like it's just a very common trope. And a lot of people really like it. And that's fine. Like that's... If you like it, you like it. That's totally fine. Like, it's just not something that I gravitate towards.
It feels like it takes consent out of the...
I think that's what I struggle with.
Yeah.
And I think that that's partly, like, I did have some issues with this book. And honestly, with the caveat that this was a purely personal thing, like, I don't think that a lot of people will react this way. I think that it really is just a me problem. Because the writing was really good. I thought the characters were really interesting. There were a lot of aspects about this book that I really, really liked. I went in completely blind. I didn't read the description.
Yeah.
I didn't know anything about it. I downloaded the book and started reading.
I did kind of just throw this at Daniel and be like, here, read this book. So
part of that is
my fault. So
I just did not know what I was getting into. And like this book opens with subjugation of women, which was almost immediately corrected and in a really great way. Like it's not an issue for very long.
No,
but it was very off-putting for me in the very, 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 very beginning, and it kind of set the tone for the rest of the book, unfortunately. And I'm not opposed to that necessarily. I think mostly I was just taken off guard. Like, mm-hmm. I just didn't understand what I was getting into.
And that's kind of on me. I didn't warn you. I'm just like, here, read this book. It's great.
Well, I also didn't read the description. I literally just started reading, and I was like, what is happening? So, and I don't want anyone to think that I didn't enjoy it. Like, it's not, like, I read the entire book.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and I'm not going to finish a book if there wasn't something in it that wasn't enjoyable for me. Like, I'm just, it's just not going to happen.
This book delves into some serious fucking topics.
Yeah.
You got xenophobia, you got equality, you got protecting the vulnerable.
Yes.
You got equality, you got treatment of women, you got all sorts of shit happening in this book. And at the same time, it's a romance, so you got that whole dynamic happening. So there's a lot. There's a lot happening. And so if you tell someone, hey, read this alien romance.
Sorry. Yeah.
So yeah, I may have tricked her a little bit.
I mean, there were a lot of things that I really appreciated. I think that it was really interesting the way that miscommunication was handled, and it actually felt way more realistic than most miscommunication is handled in pretty much every other book series. Like, it felt much more realistic because they're coming from completely different cultures. There's a translation circuit that she's using. Like, there are so many things, and you're reading, you're going, I could see exactly how he would get the wrong idea here, or exactly how she would get the wrong idea here. How this miscommunication could have happened is so clear to me. And so that aspect of it I really appreciated, because honestly, the miscommunication trope is one of my least favorite, because it makes me insane. I'm like, if you just use your words, like, none of this would have even needed to happen.
I hate the miscommunication trope. It drives me insane. But this one, because they literally don't speak the same language. Yeah.
Like, she's trying to explain to him what friends are, and he's like, I don't know what you're talking about. Are you talking about family? And she's like, no, not family. And he's like, I don't understand what you mean. And, like, he's getting frustrated, and she's getting frustrated, because, like, it literally doesn't translate, and it's so realistic. And so that aspect of it for me was so, so good. Like, I really appreciated that so much. I loved that he was growly. Like, that, like, the do not touch her, like, kind of trope. Like, that works for me. Like, I love that so much.
I also kind of wish I had a tail.
Oh my gosh. I wanted to bring up tails as an erogenous zones.
Right.
Because that was fascinating, and I'm intrigued.
Because I've seen horns before.
Yeah.
As an erogenous zone, but tails.
Not tails. I have never encountered that.
I'm like, okay, I want a tail now. That seems amazing.
I agree. I thought that was very cool.
Seems wonderful, and I want one.
And the world building was fascinating. Like, I was really interested in this kind of confederation of planets and how they became kind of their own, for lack of a better word, kingdom. Mm-hmm. And, like, all the politics of it and how these different races and species kind of came together and, like, all of that. Like, I thought that was so interesting.
And Miss Stevens does a really good job.
Yeah.
Like, building this, like, it's a whole thing. Like, the world building is really outstanding.
There's a lot going on.
A lot.
Yeah.
And that's outstanding.
Absolutely.
How well she does.
Absolutely
this.
Agree. Yeah.
Because it's not, I mean, it's a romance, but there's this whole, you are sucked into this whole world.
Yeah.
That she has created.
Yeah.
In this universe. It's phenomenal.
Yeah.
You are absolutely transported. It's amazing.
Absolutely agree. And it was really interesting, too, because she's got, like, different planets, and she's talking about, like, you know, one of the people, Severa, ends up on kind of, like, what it sounds like is, like, kind of a desert kind of place with, like, one kind of oasis where they all live, which is really interesting and very different from where Miari ends up, which is kind of more like a tropical kind of place, it seems like. So, like, having the different atmospheres and the different locations, like, that felt very cool too. Like, and I know that I'm sure that the different books are on different planets and, like,
different cultures,
like, all of that. So, like, I'm sure that that is super, super interesting. Like, her world building is very, very good.
It's phenomenal.
Yeah, it really is
phenomenal.
It really is. I just really I struggled with this book, because I think a lot of it, it's hard for me to articulate, because I'm not even sure I understand why I didn't resonate so much with this book. And part of it was consent issues, I think. Like, and I know that the early parts of the Subjugation of Women and the breeding hunts, which were not consensual, like, obviously that is an issue that is rectified 100% by the end of the book. Like, it's not, actually very quickly.
Yeah.
But,
and even the general who instigated that is punished for it.
He's
not like
he's exiled.
Like, yeah.
He is done. Like, so, like, that's, it shouldn't really be an issue, but, like, it just kind of took me out every time they talked about it. So I couldn't really get fully invested in the story.
Fated Mates issue comes into play, because at the same time that she's saying, I will stay here with you and be this thing for you.
She's literally making deals with him to save her friends or feed her friends. And so I'm like, it doesn't really feel like consent is given because she's making a deal. And so it's kind of transactional.
But at the same time, her body is saying, hey, feed it.
Right, right. But like, for me, that doesn't necessarily mean it's still against her will. She still doesn't have a choice.
I know. I understand. So for me, like, both her body is saying fated mate, and that's against her will, and both the bargain is saying
right.
this, and that's against her will.
And so, like, I had a hard time wrapping my brain around that. And a lot of people won't have an issue with that, and that's totally fine. And people love it. That's totally fine. Like, I'm not trying to, like, make anyone feel bad about that mm-hmm. at all. Like, and I'm not saying that this wasn't a good book. It just, for me personally, I had a very difficult time getting really fully immersed into it because I would start to kind of get into it and then something would happen with consent or, like, I don't know, whatever. And I would just immediately be pulled back out and be like, oh, I don't know.
Well, I even remember, like, that her first, like, orgasm with him was so, like, they were in the shower.
Yeah.
And it was so like, oh, I am so turned on right now. I'm like, why?
I know. Yeah, exactly. And like, listen, he sounds intriguing. He's big. He's blue. He's got ridges that change colors. Like, that sounds cool.
And I'm down. Like, it's like her tail wrapped around his leg and all of a sudden she like can't
is
turn it off.
Done. Yeah. Yeah. And I don't know. I just.
And that's one of the reasons why I have a problem with fated mates. It's like, it really is like from 0 to 1,000.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's like, it's the love, and I have a problem with that.
Yeah.
And part of that is because I'm like half convinced I'm Demi and I need like an emotional connection.
I think that's what it is for me too. I don't understand it. Like,
so that's just, again, I'm with you.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
But after that, it's a while before they have another romance thing. There's certain tropes. There's certain tropes in alien romance. You have, we need humans because we need to breed. Only humans can breed.
That human females breed like crazy, so.
Like crazy! We need them! So, it's like, that's one of them. And then, the birth rate's gone down, and we need the humans, and, like, humans are going to save us. It's very similar to the Fae thing.
I mean, it's not even that different from Dragon's Bride from Katie Robert, right? Like that idea.
It's not. Or like monster romances where the humans
really
come in and save it.
Yeah.
It's very similar.
I just think that the conclusion for me is that this maybe is not my genre, which is fine. Like, that's okay. This is why I read... multiple things, because it's like, I want to know, and I've never read anything like this,
Honestly, yeah. I've never read anything
I'm
like this
I'm glad that
either,
I read
so.
It. Like, it's not that I'm upset that I read it.
I did enjoy the color changing.
I did too.
The emotions. Well, on the other hand, being absolutely horrified that everyone would know what emotions I was feeling at any time.
Wait, you can't hide what you're feeling? I don't like that.
I would hate that. I would absolutely abhor everything about that. No, thank you.
I also get a little bit tired of seeing the trope of humans are weak and soft, and all aliens are sturdy and hard and, like, so much stronger. Like, that is a very common trope, I know. And so...
And it's
not just
in aliens, it's also in monster
100%.
Romance.
And I think that I'm just like, oh, let's see something different. And again, very personal.
I'm also...
Like, that's a personal reaction. Like, I thought it was interesting, too, like, in the beginning, she makes her friend wear a hologram that makes her look like herself because she's going to escape with her other friend, but then she does everything she possibly can to save her friend from going with the aliens at the end, and it just seemed very contradictory, where she was, like, going to sacrifice her friend in the beginning, but then not later.
Well, at the end, she was queen.
True.
She had power at
fair.
The end.
That's a fair point.
So she had
more
a little
leverage,
bit of behind herself at the end.
That's fair.
She didn't have anything in the beginning.
But also, what did she think was going to happen to her friend when she was discovered? Like, I'm just like, yes, pretend to be me. You might be raped, but, you know, maybe not.
They're doing the best they can out of a shitty situation. Just, it was shitty.
I also wondered a lot about the human leaders, because they seem to be shady as fuck, and I was not. Yeah.
Oh, they are completely shady, and that's discussed in later books.
Must be revisited, because I was not a fan just from the brief glimpse that I
got.
Oh
no,
so
they are. Yeah, that sounds the worst. Right. They are completely the worst, and we hate them.
That sounds about right. So yeah, that checks out. But she did a very good job of 100%. Making that come across without even very much time. So props there.
Yep. Nope.
Yeah.
Hate them. Yeah. Do not like them. Yeah. Shady as fuck. Yep. No, I mean, they do what they can in the beginning because they have no other choice.
And they're all traumatized. Her mom dies in childbirth because they don't have the medical facilities to help her. Like, it's very upsetting.
I think what happened to everybody is I gave her this book and I told her it was a romance. And then it was like, here's some trauma.
Kind of.
But the thing is she reads these cozy books and they're full of fucking trauma, and so she cannot get mad at me.
But the trauma is past, and the cozy is about getting past the trauma, and I feel like this was just, like, more trauma.
In it? Oh my god, but she gets past it. She gets her happily ever after.
Which I'm very happy with. Like, it ends very well. I just had...
And they fixed it.
I had a hard time getting into it, which... Again, nothing against the author, nothing against the book specifically. I think it really was just going in blind and not really understanding what I was getting. And being kind of caught off guard multiple times.
I never said it was
a romance. You said it was a romance.
It is a romance. It's fucking romance forward, and there's a happily ever after. I don't know what else
you're
expect.
Right. I just had never read an alien romance before, so I had no idea what was going on.
I don't know what else to tell you.
I will say, too, there was, like, a whole scene where he like, covers her in his semen, and I was just not a fan.
Yeah, see, this is also where we differ. I was not a problem with that scene.
I was like, oh my god, it would take so much time to get clean after that.
You just get in the fucking shower,
I
man.
Don't
just
like
get
it.
The shower.
I don't like it.
See, but at the same time, I'm like, you read Morning Glory Milk.
I had an issue with it in that book, too. I was like, he's just making a mess everywhere. I know. I thought about that when I was reading this book. And I was like, this is not that different.
See, here's the thing. I had a bigger problem with Morning Glory Milking Farm because it was such a gratuitous amount in Morning Glory Milking Farm. It was so much, like, a holy shit amount. But I mean,
I feel
this
like this
is like...
was also a lot. He has three balls. Three balls worth.
It's not like, you know, they're not measuring it in, like, quarts.
Nobody needs to. He's not selling it. He's just trying to make babies. I bet that if he measured his, it wouldn't be that different from a Minotaur.
You're too fucking practical, man. Just enjoy the moment.
Yes,
oh my god.
That is sometimes a problem. I recognize that.
Just look, I am a fucking feminist, but sometimes it's kind of nice to think that maybe I'm being fucking owned and marked.
No, I am my own person.
Marked.
Listen,
by a fucking
guy. I am my own person. I will submit to you because I choose to.
Yes, you are submitting because you choose
but
to.
But it's on.
And
no,
you're getting marked
it is
by that
my
fucking
choice.
Dude.
There will be no marking.
It's too messy. I don't like it. But see, here's the thing: it's when it's all done, he gets up and he gives you a fucking wet washcloth. That's the point.
That's fair. That is true.
You don't have to move.
But I just don't. Listen, he was, like, purposely smearing it, like, over her entire body. I don't like it.
Good for him.
And it's, like, listen, I am on a journey of self-discovery here. I am learning a lot about myself reading these books. Because some things that I think I like, and I read these books, and I'm like, I guess I don't like that. So, there we go.
Oh my god. It's so funny. Oh my god. Yeah, we are learning Indeed. Way too much about each other.
That is true.
Reading these books.
Yes. Yes.
Just pointing that out. But, yes.
It's funny.
I think it's really funny that that's the thing that stood out.
I know. Even when I was reading it, I was like, really? That's the problem you have right now? Like, I recognize it even in the moment that it's weird.
I enjoyed it. I read the whole series, so I know everything about all of the aliens, except for, I think it's Taken to Nobu, which is the one with the pirates and the multiple men. Which I'm actually really looking forward to. It's on my TBR. So I have a special edition from Steamy Lit.
Well, that'll be fun for you to read. You'll have to tell me all about it.
Yes. They're not all like this. They're all like, some of them are really sweet.
I'll put them on my TBR. It's just that I've got a lot of books already. I'm never going to get through them all.
But yeah, I read the whole series. I enjoyed this one. She did such a good job with the world building, and there's like the whole language thing. It's so developed, and I really enjoyed that.
Yeah.
As like a fantasy reader. I'm not a huge
sci-fi person. Generally, so yeah.
That is not, yeah.
I mean, I did appreciate this. So, I would call this like sci-fi light, only because she doesn't delve into like super specific how the engine's working and like all of that nonsense, because that's part of the reason I tend not to read a lot of sci-fi, is it gets a little bit too technical for me. I appreciated that quite a bit.
I was gonna talk about something and I completely forgot, and it was actually really good.
Oh no. Oh, let's think for a minute. Were we talking about alien?
How he taught her to use her tail and shit. She was human and alien.
Yeah.
And she had never learned how to use any of her alien characteristics. And I was like, that is interesting. I thought that was really key, actually, that she always kind of felt the need to hide that part of her. She never showed her tail. She never used it. She just always felt ashamed of it. And then she, you know, met Raku, and he's like, fuck, use your tail. Here's how you use it.
Yeah.
This is what it's for.
I did very much appreciate how in the beginning she feels very other, and that by the end she has accepted herself as she is, and like is comfortable in her own skin. That part really, like, I loved that. So much. Like, I thought that was really well done. It really resonated with me. Like, that aspect of it for sure was really, really good. She really did a great job
being on
the world building
and looking at a guy you found attractive, and then like colors changing.
No. Absolutely not. And that was one of the things that I appreciated too, is like by the end of the book, she's able to do that, which she wasn't able to in the beginning. So, like, having that character development and growth and stuff, like, that was so good.
Yeah.
Like, and I love, too, that Miari, she's so smart. Like, she's really creative. She's really intelligent. She's, like, an inventor. She's, like, building things from scraps. Like, just, like, garbage. And I thought that was really
cool that she gives him like a solar system, and he gives her a lab, and like she's like, "You gave me a fucking lab,"
and he's like, "This is nothing. You gave me a solar system.
Like,
that was so much better."
He built this with his fucking hands.
He's like, "I didn't do this I didn't do this myself. You made the other thing. And she's like, I don't know, man.
Wow.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there were definite things I really enjoyed about this.
But, yeah. For sure. Yeah. And honestly, the writing, it was really well written. Like, I don't want anyone to come away from this thinking that I didn't enjoy or appreciate the writing of it, because I did. Like, there was a lot to keep track of. There were a lot of alien planets that she had to name, which, listen, naming stuff is fucking hard. It's so hard.
And
naming alien stuff?
Because it has to be, like, not Earth-based.
Right. Yeah.
It can't come from Latin. It can't come from Romance languages. It can't come from an Indo-European thing. You know, it has to be not Earth-based.
Although I did love that moment where, because Raku is the only one that seems to really be able to control his emotions enough to not show the colors when he's feeling a lot of emotion. But he has that moment where he shows all of the color, like it's like the entire rainbow over his entire body. And he is so embarrassed and so uncomfortable and like hides behind her. And she whispers to him, "Don't worry, I'll protect you." And he thinks it's hilarious. Like, that was such a cute moment.
I know.
That was such a sweet moment. I really appreciated that, like, small intimacy between them. Like, that felt very real.
Every interaction between them felt real.
Felt real. I agree.
So, I will say that. Every interaction between them felt genuine and real.
I agree.
There was nothing that felt fake, like, this has to happen for plot, or...
Yeah.
Everything felt genuine.
I absolutely agree. So, and they did have a lot of miscommunications, but only because they are literally from different cultures. Like, it wasn't anyone's fault or anything like that. It was just misunderstandings.
Agreed.
So, and even that felt very real. Like, there was not... It felt very realistic, which was part of the really good writing. So, what are we reading next?
We are reading Leonor Solis, I believe.
I believe you are correct.
Yes. She is an indie author, and I think we are reading one of her earlier books. We are reading Leonor Solis, Seeking Stars.
Awesome.
Yes.
Sweet.
So she's great. I love her. She's wonderful. I've read two of her books now. So she's great. I love her. Yeah, wonderful.
Awesome.
So,
all right.
We'll have to see what you think, Miss I'm in the Industry, Danielle.
Yes, we'll see how much she actually talks about the entertainment industry and how correct it is.
I will say it is about 5%.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Okay, so I am Daniela Drake.
And I'm Evelyn Crow.
And this has been Intoxicated Literature.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Intoxicated Literature. Drink well, friends.